Shavasa Batam is the beginning of the 3 weeks.
There are actually five events that happen on Shavasa Batamas. Five different calamities, five different terrible things, tragedies that happened to Klal Yisrael on Shavasa Batamas. And all five of them are mentioned in Chazal. Let's go through. The first one is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos on Shavasa Batamas. You see, Klal Yisrael was being choyte with a cheta egel. Moshe Rabbeinu came down. He saw what was transpiring, he saw what was happening, and as a reaction to that, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos on Shiva Asar Batamas. Aside for that, Klal Yisrael always was bringing up the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid is a Korban that we bring every morning and every afternoon. And the first time that Klal Yisrael were not able to bring the Korban Tamid, when there was kilu, a break in that relationship that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're constantly connecting and bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karbanos, happened on Shiva Asar Batamas. A third thing that happened on Shiva Asar Batamas was when Klal Yisrael was being attacked, then in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, so there was a siege that was laid on Yerushalayim. And the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. The walls of Yerushalayim, which was our protection, were breached on Shiva Asar Batamas, and the enemy was able to enter into Yerushalayim. It was the beginning of the Churban that was going to happen. The walls were breached. The fourth thing that happened is towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. There was a Greek general by the name of Apostamos, and he took a Sefer Torah, and he burnt a Sefer Torah that was written by Ezra HaSefer. And this tragedy of the Sreifas Sefer Torah happened on Shiva Asar Batamas. And the very last of these five tzaras that happened was that Menashe, who was one of the kings, he was an evil king, but he was a king. He took an Avodah Zarah and he positioned it in the Beis HaMikdash. Evil to say that the service that we're doing is to Elohim Achirim. A terrible, terrible display of Chilul Hashem. These five things happened on Shiva Asar Batamas. So it's a day when there was an excessive amount of tzara that happened to Klal Yisrael. But if you look at the five, my friends, so four of them are clear tragedies. Four of them, there was irreparable damage that happened to Klal Yisrael. The four is the breaking of the Luchos. They were broken forever. The Luchos, Rishonos, were always broken. There was the fact that the Korban Tamid was Batel. We lost the Korban Tamid. That day of Korban Tamid will never get back. There was the fact that the Sefer Torah was burnt, and that there was an eagle in the Beis HaMikdash. But the fact that the walls were breached, the breaching of the walls, it's not, there's no din that you have to have walls around Yerushalayim. So the walls were breached. So we were getting one step closer to the Churban that was going to happen. But does that mean that anyone was killed on Shiva Asar Batamas? Was any Kedusha Nischal on Kedusha? Was there anything that happened because the walls were breached? Nothing. So we would think that maybe the only reason why we mention this fact that the walls are breached is because in unison with everything else that we're mentioning, so, you know, it adds to the severity of the day. But if I pick out one of them, it wouldn't be that. And yet, this morning in Slichas, what did we say? When we said over the Slicha of Shiva Asar Batamas, Yoim Govar Oyev Batiboka Ha'ir. It's the day that the walls were breached. That's Shiva Asar Batamas. Shiva Asar Batamas, if you want to choose one thing that best describes or depicts Shiva Asar Batamas, Yoim Govar Oyev Vatiboka Ha'ir. The walls were breached. The city was broken into. Why? Why is that so important? So I'd like to try to answer this question with an idea that I say for Shvile Pinchas. And it starts as follows. as we mentioned, the Shviras Aluchas themselves happened on Shivas Abitamas. Now, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Vayar ha'am ki boishesh moisha laredes. Boishesh, we think of bush as being embarrassment, but over here it means he didn't live up to expectations. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come back. We were expecting Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't come. What time were we expecting him? So Chazal tell us, boishesh moisha means boishesh. It came the sixth hour of the day. Klal Yisrael was waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. They did a miscalculation. But what time of the day exactly did it happen? It happened in the beginning of the sixth hour. Ba Shesh. It came the sixth hour. And at that time, they panicked. The Yitzhahara got to them. They panicked. And that's when the Egel Hazav, the whole thing, the everything started falling apart. Klal Yisrael unraveled. Ba Shesh. In the beginning of the sixth hour. That's when it happened. And that's when the Shviras Aluchos Ilu was put in place. So listen to the story. There was a story with Rabbi Yisrael Mirajin. He was known as the Rebbe Mirajin. And he was having a Rosh Chodesh Suda in the month of Tammuz, together with the Apterov. The Apterov and together. And Rabbi Yisrael Mirajin said the following thing. You shtel, 6 bottles of wine. I'll shtel 7 bottles of wine. This is a thing on Chassidish Rebbe's Tish. Mishtelt vine, we put wine. He says, you shtel 6, I'll shtel 7. Now, what do they need 13 bottles of wine for? At the Rosh Chodesh Tish, there wasn't that many people there. There was something going on. Why him 6, me 7? What's happening over here? So the pshat is as follows. 6 and 7 is that time where Klal Yisrael experienced a weakness. Kiboshesh, the sixth hour. That's when Klal Yisrael Ilu lost their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, between 6 and 7. So what the Rabbi Yisrael Mirajin was saying is, we have to make a tikkun, we have to fix what happens here between 6 and 7. You do 6, I'll do 7. And that's the name of the Chodesh, is called Tammuz. Break it up into 2 words. Tam Vav Zayin. Tam means we have to finish with the Vav Zayin. There's a Vav Zayin issue which we have over here. There's an issue with the 6 and 7. Somehow we have to make a connection. We have to make a tikkun in the 6 and 7. And that's what the Rabbi Shomer do. What's the pshat in that? What does that mean, 6 and 7? So listen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 7 midas. 6 of them are HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself. 6 of them. When we speak about His Midas HaRachamim, we speak about Gdula, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid. We're not going to go into all of them, okay? But all 6 of them are descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The 7th is called Malchus. So a Shabbos is referred to as Shabbos Malchus, on the 7th day of the week. David HaMelech is the 7th of the great people that we had. David HaMelech, Malchus. The 7th is Malchus. Now, Malchus, in its very definition, means that there's a melech, and what else is there? There's a people. Ein melech b'lo am. So you know where we come in the picture? Where do we come in the picture? Where does Klal Yisrael come in? Kadosh Baruch Hu has all these midos, these 6 midos that exist, have nothing to do with us. They're intrinsic. The midah of Malchus is where our neshamas come from. Because a melech below am, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus comes because Klal Yisrael is mamlechim. We're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu gadol and gibor and noira. All that exists already. We can be mamlechim. Where is our place? Where is our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Between 6 and 7. That's where it happens. That's where our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is formed. And what happened by the Chet HaEgel, Ki Ba Shesh, the 6th hour came, and Klal Yisrael was Kilo. They were distancing themselves, losing their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Chet HaEgel. That's what was happening. If you look, an interesting thing. The word Zu, the Shvila Pinchas points out, the word zu does not exist in Chamisha Chumshei Torah anywhere other than when Klal Yisrael sang Shir Al Hayam. It says Am Zu Ga'alta. It's the only place in Shiras Hayom where it says Am Zu Ga'alta. Says it one other time. Klal Yisrael Zu is the only place it exists is in when describing Klal Yisrael by Kriyas Yam Suf. Because Rambam says Am Zu. This is my people, the Zion Vav people. The people that are connecting, they're creating this dynamic which we have of going from Vav to Zion, where we can cross that bridge, where we can create Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And that happened by Kriyas Yam Suf, was the beginning. The culmination was supposed to happen at Kabbalah HaTorah, but we lost it. Tchilas Shesh, we lost it. And that's what's unfolding here in front of us. And Tammuz is when we're supposed to try to reconnect. Tam Vav Zayin. Let's try to complete. Let's try to fix what happened over here. That Klal Yisrael did the Chetah Egel, which brought to the Shviras Haluchas. So here we are. And Parshas Pinchas always falls out in the beginning of the 3 weeks. And there's something interesting in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, the pasuk says, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Pinchas, he gives him a reward. Hineni noisein locha es brisi shalom. But if you look in the pasuk, it's unbelievable. You look in the Chumash, in the Torah, I mean, the word shalom is written with a cracked vav. The vav is cracked. You don't have it anywhere else. The vav is supposed to be written with a crack in the middle. Why is there a crack in the middle of the letter vav? Hineni noisein locha es brisi shalom. Pinchas, because of what he did, you know, we know the story of Pinchas with Cosby and Zimri, that they were doing a despicable thing in public, and Pinchas, because of his courage, his act of zealousness, that he was his kanoyes kinosi, so Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give you shalom. Hineni noisein lecha esbrisi shalom. Shalom is spelled shin lamed vav, mem, but the vav is cracked in the Torah. So why is the vav cracked? Says the Balaturim. The reason is as follows. Because Pinchas has another identity. Pinchas is also Eliyahu. He became Eliyahu right here. This is where it happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the neshama of Eliyahu. But Pinchas is Eliyahu. Now there's an interesting thing. Sometimes the pasuk writes Eliyahu without a vav. Hineni shaleach lachem es Eliyahu hanavi. Over there it says Eliyahu Hanavi without a vav. Eliyahu is written sometimes without the letter vav. Why is that? So Chazal tell us the Medrash is because Yaakov Avinu takes Eliyahu's vav. Zacharti es brisi Yaakov with a vav. Sometimes Yaakov took the vav from Eliyahu and he said, I'm holding your vav until you come and until you bring the geula for my children, until you come with Mashiach. So Yaakov took the vav from Eliyahu's name. Sometimes Eliyahu is written without a vav. So hineni noisin loyes brisi shalom. Let's get what's going on over here. Pinchas is becoming Eliyahu. Now Eliyahu loses his vav sometimes. Yaakov takes it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a cracked vav. Over here the vav is cracked, says the Balaturim. Because also when it comes to Pinchas, who is Eliyahu, his vav is not complete. The vav is lacking to remind us that he's got to bring the geula. Now, why are you taking the letter vav from Eliyahu's name? Got a lot of letters in his name. Why are we taking the letter vav? And what is the letter vav? Why is that going to get Eliyahu to bring Mashiach? So, the Megala Amukah says the following thing. He says, it does not mean that Yaakov is going to give the vav back when Eliyahu does his job. The vav was taken for a very specific reason. Because, listen to this, the vav is really what Eliyahu's job is, the vav. And he explains as follows. See, there's two brothers, Yaakov and Esav. They're really the big players in the world. It's really Yaakov and Esav. Kishazeh, Oyle, Zenoifel, it's the two of them. Now Esav's letter, Esav's name is spelt Ayin, Shin or Sin, Vav. Now, what is Eliyahu supposed to do? Says the Megala Amukas, he's supposed to take the Vav from Esav. Take his Vav. That's your job. We're going to take your Vav until you take his Vav. And when he takes the Vav from Esav, that's when the Geula is going to come. I want to explain everything. The Geula is coming when we get Esav's Vav. And that's why Yaakov wants the Vav. Why is he taking Vav? He says, because that's your job, Eliyahu. Get the Vav from Esav. And he says, there's a remes in the Pasuk. He brings from the Sefer Zera Barach HaShlishi. It says that Achrechein Yotza Achiv, the Pasuk says when Yaakov Inu came out, V'yodoy Ochezes Ba'akev Esav. He was holding on to the heel of Esav. What does it mean he's holding the heel of Esav? He's holding the end of Esav's name. Esav's heel is the letter Vav. That's what we want. Yaakov wants the letter Vav, the end of Esav, the Akev. Why? So it's like this. The letter Vav is the letter that connects. You connect with the letter Vav. The letter Vav actually means, what does the word Vav in Hebrew mean? It's a hook. It's a hook to connect things. The letter Vav creates connection. V'ohavta l'reyacha kamoicha. You want to love your friend. You know how you do that? You connect with him. You connect with your friend. And that happens through the letter Vav. You know what Esav wants? He wants to have shaychus with Yaakov. He wants to connect. It's at the end of his name is the letter Vav because he wants to be connected to Yaakov. That's why the word Shalom and the word Esav are the same gematria. Esav wants, he wants to have connection with us. He wants to have peace with us. He wants to live in harmony. He wants us to be together. And that is a dangerous type of Shalom. That's a dangerous type of connection. Because Klal Yisrael needs to have distance. Esav being with us is going to create a very, very detrimental dynamic in which Klal Yisrael can get ruined. Because we don't have our sensitivities which we built, which are unique to us. Therefore, the job of Eliyahu is take the Vav from Esav. Get him away. Get him out of here. We don't want to be connected with him. We need our space. We need our distance. That's his job. What happens when Esav gets too close? This week's parasha, we have a story with the Benois Moav, with Cosby and Zimri, and there's intermarriage, interrelationships. There's people that are living together in a way that is causing terrible destruction to Klal Yisrael. They're getting too close. Pinchas gets up. And Pinchas takes a spear. Now, Rabbi Isai, think about the shape of a spear. The spear is in the shape of a letter Vav. And he takes the Vav. And he kills them. He says, this is wrong. We want to come to be at peace. We have to work at internal peace. We have to work at being at peace with each other, being at peace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this type of shalom is corrupt. And he kills them. That's when he's zoicha to become Eliyahu. Because he will restore the Vav to Klal Yisrael. He's bringing the Vav back. This act that he did. This act where he stood up and he was willing to take a stand for the distance we have to have between us and the Goyim. That was an act of Eliyahu HaNavi. And therefore, hidden inoisein lo yes brisi shalom. True shalom is internal shalom. Listen to this, Rabbi Say. Beautiful Mishnah and Idias. The Mishnah and Idias says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, She'ein Eliyahu Ba, Ela L'Rachoik Mikurovim U'Lekarev Meruchakim. Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come. What does he come to do? One thing. Distance those that are too close, and bring close those that are too far. Distance those that are too close, because we don't want these types of relationships. This is not something that's healthy for us. We have to stay away. We have to create boundaries. And we have to create real shalom. Real peace is in Klal Yisrael. Real peace is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be restored. That's what Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to do. That's the plan. So my friends, what is it about the walls of Yerushalayim being breached? Says Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita, a beautiful pshat, and it fits so nicely with what we're saying. It's about the fact that now we're vulnerable physically, because now we have no walls. It's that now we're vulnerable spiritually. There's no walls between us. The goyim can come and go as they please. Sure, come to Jerusalem. We'll have festivals for you. We have restaurants that, you know, with plenty of non-kosher food. We can even provide for you transportation on Saturday. Come. It's an open city. This is the city of all religions. That's the danger. Where we have no more walls. Nothing protecting us. And says Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, Klal Yisrael is living now in a time which we never had before. It used to be when you went into your home, at least in my home I'm protected. So maybe I don't have protection from exterior walls that are protecting the city, but at least when I go into my house, I know nothing will come in here that I don't want. And now so many people are bringing into their homes something that just creates so much goyishkeit. And they have no protection. There is no boundary. That's Tammuz. Tam Vav Zion. We have to create the right type of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with the Goyim. Stay away. Make a distance. Make a boundary. Take a stand like Pinchas. That's what Tammuz is. And our voice side, we're in a situation where every single one of us has to take their own personal stand. We don't have a Pinchas anymore who's going to do it for us. We have the decision ourselves to make, because we have our own Kuzbi who's coming after us. And are we going to allow it to happen, or are we going to create walls? And if we create in our lives walls to create distance between us and that influence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the walls that we so badly want to see. The binyan of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and Hegel, Yomeinu, Amen.